I lived many years of my life with my brother Itaim Lamb, as my parents died when I was very young, that is at the age of 6. I am currently aged 20 and actually completed my A levels last year, and I am preparing to go to the university. Because my parents died when I was very young, food preparation and preservation were a very important part of my life. I've lived in rural areas without a fridge and have lived in the urban areas without a fridge, and now we have a refrigerator. When I was living in the rural areas, we had to preserve food by drying it, smoking it. We had to pick vegetables from the fields during the rainy season, and we had to keep them for a while as we did our we used them for cooking, because we could not go out in the rainy weather to take vegetables each and every day. So we actually had to dry vegetables, we had to cut vegetables, boil them and dry them on the sun for quite a long period of time. It could take 3 weeks depending on the intensity of the sun, especially during the rainy season when most days are cloudy and rainy, so it took us quite some time. We had to preserve some fish, of course. We went fishing, and when we had some fish, we had to salt them and keep them in our hearts. Sometimes we had to smoke them. We had to go to the mountains to fetch some firewood, which was about 5 kilometers away from our home. This actually took some time, and of course left us with little time for our holiday studies, which we could not do. We also sometimes, when we had some meat such as goat, we would kill actually the goats during this season because they were healthier, and we had to dry the meat actually by salting it because it did not have enough salt. Sometimes flies would come and pound on the meat and leave some germs in there, and actually this posed a health problem to us because sometimes the meat would actually be infected with some bacteria which would make us ill. So I found actually that food preservation was very, very difficult because we did not have modern equipment such as refrigerators which would help us to keep our food safely and hygienically. When we finally managed to buy a refrigerator, it was very easy for us because when I had some money, I could buy some food which could last for the whole week. And sometimes we could buy food which could last maybe for 2 or 3 weeks even. We could store it in the fridge, and it was a very big improvement as compared to our rural areas. I also discovered that having actually a refrigerator is a very important thing, because the refrigerators themselves are expensive, of course, in the first place to buy, but they are easy to maintain and can stay for quite a long period of time without repair or anything. I also find that refrigerators themselves have got a social value, not only to me but to our society. Having a refrigerator is, of course, sometimes prestigious, because I mean, when you have one and your friends come in and see you keep your food in a very smart place, they admire that, and that inspires them to also buy their own refrigerators. I think in future, of course, I'll be able to buy my own fridge and also buy one for my brothers who still live in the rural areas, and I'll be very, very happy. And one of the things, because I feel they will be able to store food more hygienically instead of allowing flies to pounce on the food while they are trying to dry it in the sun, and also wasting a profitable time which they could use for reading and for doing other house chores.